Depending on your perspective, he's a traitor or he's a hero. Jonathan Pollard was an intelligence officer with the U.S. Navy. He was arrested in 1985 for conducting espionage for Israel. And after 30 years in prison, Pollard has been cleared to get out on parole later this year. Avner Cohen is an expert on Israel's nuclear program. He's with the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey in California. And he says it's still not clear exactly how much classified material Pollard gave to Israel.
It is known that it's a huge amount of material. At one time, they describe it as a 10 floors building. I mean, huge amount of material. How much of it was Israel-pertained material? How much of it was other material? It's unclear. The Secretary of Defense at the time, Caspar Weinberger, provided a very harsh testimony before the court, saying that he provided Israel with enormous amount of American secrets.
Yeah, and he was doing this on behalf of Israel. What were the most compromising things, secrets that he found?
By the way, he did not work for the Israeli military intelligence. He did not, nor did he work for the Mossad. He worked for, at the time, a relatively small intelligence network that its job was to provide Israel with technical, highly technical information. It believed that that agency called LECEM, the Bureau for Scientific Information, was established in the late 50s primarily to provide information for the nuclear project. Right, the assumption was that Israel should do everything to get as much information that from others. You should not reinvent the wheel, and therefore you should get as much as highly technical information elsewhere.
So highly technical information that would help Israel develop its nuclear program, or highly technical information about other countries' nuclear programs?
Well, it could be both. But as I said, this was the rationale of that special, relatively small intelligence unit. At the time, in the mid-80s, the man who ran that unit, his name is Rafael Eitan, not to be confused with the Israeli chief of staff previously, was a man who competed to be the head of the Mossad. He did not get a job, and he wanted to show that from his new post, he can provide even better information than the Mossad. So apparently it was part of bureaucratic and personal fight within the Israeli intelligence community. And Pollard, who offered himself to an Israeli Air Force officer, provided essentially access to enormous amount of information within the U.S. intelligence community. You know, Israel for years has said this was just about issue related to Israel's security. The view that came from the U.S., and I tend to believe that, it was for all sorts of variety of issues, technical and non-technical, that Pollard had access to. But to be clear and to be cautious, there was never official disclosure of the full information, the full array of information that Pollard had access to and provide to Israel. So it's all, to some extent, speculation.
How do people in Israel view Jonathan Pollard? I suspect with 30 years, there's a generation of people who probably don't even know his name. But those who remember him, how do they see him today?
Well, for one thing, people do remember him because the case of Jonathan Pollard has been quite alive. It was not somebody who was put in jail 30 years ago and that's it. Time after time, Israeli leaders, all the way to the prime minister, have asked the U.S. administration, including U.S. President Clinton, Bush, and Obama, to release Pollard for various kind of concessions that Israel might do, or part of the negotiation for certain Israeli concessions with the context of the Palestinians, with the context of Iran. So the issue is alive. The issue is alive is also because of the fact that this was a Jewish spy, which for the U.S., for America, he is a traitor. And in Israel, since the prevailing view that he provided elements for Israel's utmost security, he has been seen, and his name became manipulated by people from the right wing as a national Israeli hero.
So 30 years on, do you think Jonathan Pollard still has nuclear secrets in his head?
I doubt it. But as you know, sometimes states, when there is people who are being viewed as traitors, they take a very harsh attitude towards those people.
Avner Cohen at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, speaking with me from Tel Aviv. Thank you very much for your time.
It has been a pleasure.